And that can, if that never is made conscious, because many of the thought forms you identify with unconsciously, yet you just think them without knowing that they are thought forms, they are taken to be reality, and your sense of self is entirely in those thoughts. So it could be that you live with involuntary things that have accumulated as content in your mind, as self, for the rest of your life. So the conditioning happens, the conditioning of that sense of self, especially in early years, and then finally we have an adult. Behaves like an adult, with a certain importance, which basically is also a role. The teenager gradually learns to play the role of an adult, which is also a thought form. And then there are different types of adults according to their function in society. So that then the role becomes important, that is me. And so finally we have a ready-made conditioned entity moving through this world, trying to complete its unsatisfactory sense of self. Not yet enough. Not my me is not complete yet. I'm seeking to complete myself by looking for more of whatever to add to me. And this is why time becomes very important, the movement into future, because it's only through future that I can get the more that I need to complete my sense of self. More mental accumulations, material accumulations perhaps in the external, but it is not that, it's the thought form that matters. And it never fulfills you for long. Dissatisfaction, sooner or later, usually sooner, returns. The sense of incompleteness comes back. The sense of lack, the sense of fear. And you need more. So that's what you are condemned to when you are totally identified with the content of your mind, which is conditioned, and with the emotions that accompany the content of your mind, the thought movements. So we looked at that last night, and although now something is emerging in human beings that is, one could describe as a new state of consciousness, an unconditioned consciousness, most humans are still condemned to complete identification with thought, with the content of their mind. And we are here this afternoon not to add more to the accumulations that are already there. Not more knowledge, not more experiences, not more beliefs. Satisfying as that might be for the sense of self. If I could tell you just a new fascinating belief, and if you believe this, then you will be fine. Just believe this. What does that mean, believe this? It means cling to this thought form and let it complete your sense of self. Derive your sense of self from identification with this thought form. And for a while, it's satisfying.